The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves denying rumors his state is moving to ban contraception. He tells the Salem Radio Network the state has other objectives now that the Supreme Court has reversed Roe v. Wade.
The next phase of the pro-life movement is not about banning contraceptives, but it is about continuing to create a culture of life.
First lawsuits have been filed just days after an Amtrak collision and derailment in Missouri. That incident left four people dead, 150 others hurt. North Korea boiling mad right now. Communist nation says the U.S., Japan, and South Korea pushing to boost their trilateral military cooperation, targeting the North. Pyongyang warns the move is prompting urgent calls for their country to reinforce its capability. This is SRN News.
Sideline Sanity with Michelle Tafoya.
Whenever people criticize America, I'm like, well, you're not traveling a lot. You go to countries like Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, then you will see some real dictatorship. In this country, you have freedom to do whatever you want to do. You can say it out loud, and you can post whatever you want to post. I mean, people don't know how blessed they are.
Sideline Sanity at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Gabe, coming to you from the Kirby and Christina Realty Studios. And it's being called the best pro-life movie ever made. It's called The Matter of Life. Are the Unborn One of Us? Watch it now at SalemNow.com. Your weather today, chances thunderstorms, high of 85. For your 4th of July, showers likely and a high of 88. Then for Tuesday, chances thunderstorms, high of 84. The Narn with Brad Carlson continues.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
That was a lie. It's not Brad Carlson. But Brad Carlson is okay and in a secure location. It's Independence Day weekend. I am Benjamin Cruzy, filling in this Independence Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely 4-day weekend. Is it a 4-day weekend?
No.
It was a 4-day weekend for me because I don't...
Because you don't really have weekends anymore, right, Ben?
Well, I record...
Kinda.
I do my show. I should promote my show while I'm on the air.
Yeah, your podcast.
I record Up and Adam at upandadamshow.com. It's a morning podcast, as confusing as that sounds.
Yeah, no.
But I record it Sunday night through Thursday night. So Friday is sort of a... So I just assumed everyone else got Friday off as well.
That's
Turns
good.
Out that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's only a 3-day weekend. Sorry, folks. Sorry to break it to you.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I get Monday off, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
That's NASCAR Kelly.
Hey there.
She's a very good friend of mine, and
she's
been around radio long enough to know that, hey, if I've got to fill 2 hours when I get Kelly on the air, she'll probably complain about the Twins pitching or something like that.
Yes, yes. You can complain about the Twins pitching. You can also, as I love to do, complain about the Twins skipper. So,
I don't know why you don't give that guy a break.
Because he drives me crazy.
He's doing a very good job.
He drives me crazy. You blow a 3-game.
That's not his fault.
A 3-run lead in the ninth, and he comes out and says all these magical, wonderful things.
He was pitching. All right. Well, we could easily do an hour on that.
Oh, yeah. We won't.
We will not do that. We will.
I went to a Twins game last week.
I just said we were going to.
And no, I'm just going to say, I appreciate the wins because I was at game last Saturday and they beat the Rockies 6-0. It was a fantastic game. I couldn't understand why Rocco put five pitchers in the game, okay. But
I'll transform it into this. I'm so happy we are getting past the pandemic mentality. I've taken in an outdoor ball game at Target Field.
Good.
I've been, you know, going out and doing stuff at tap rooms and various things.
Good.
I don't want to. This requires me to leave the house. I'd rather stay inside.
Insulate yourself.
Right, but the chances that I've had to be out. Oh, it was great. I was built for it.
Yes, you were. It's
2 years of not having to see anybody. It was lovely.
And I, on the other hand, left the state of Minnesota so many times during the pandemic lockdowns. I just really was enjoying life. So, and now I feel like it's back to normal. Kind of.
Yeah.
And
I'll try to segue this as professionally as I can. It is normal times also for the city of Minneapolis in that it's absurd.
I will say that's the one thing that, like, in the last 3 years, I think I've been to Minneapolis for an event or something, and it's usually just the Twins games, like three times, four times in the last couple years, and I'm okay with that.
Well, they're hosting very few events because getting security for said events would be too difficult. Like, St. Paul famously isn't doing fireworks because they don't want to pay for the fireworks.
Yeah.
Minneapolis isn't doing fireworks because they don't want to pay for the security. They don't want to pay for the police.
Yeah, it's more overtime. And there's already controversies about police overtime and hours and staffing because the Minnesota Supreme Court upheld.
You're getting ahead of me.
I am. I'm sorry. But there's all these things. I'm just going to say, trying to leave downtown last Saturday. Now, Pride Fest.
What were you doing downtown?
I went to the Twins game. I went to the Twins Rockies game on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that earlier.
Yeah. So
I should start paying attention.
That's okay. I have the same issue, ADD. My mind starts to go on. That's why you and I go off on so many tangents, by the way.
Squirrels.
I wanted to go to a friend of mine and I wanted to go see a band that I know of, an Irish music band that was playing at O'Donovan's. I couldn't figure out where O'Donovan's was anymore because like two new buildings had gone up since the last time that I had driven around downtown Minneapolis.
You lose where north is if a condo goes up?
I couldn't figure out, like, there was like a new hotel and something else, and all of a sudden I see it in my rear view mirror. I was like, oh, there's the bar that I wanted back there. But after driving like 15 minutes around, I was like, I don't care anymore. I'll see this band at the Irish Fair. That's cool. But then trying to leave was ridiculous. Now, Pride Festival was wrapping up, and I didn't know there was so much activity downtown for that. I thought a lot of that was at Loring Park. But a lot of bars had like lines out the door down the street, and then all these Uber drivers were trying to pick people up and drop people off. I nearly saw a minivan that had a lift light on it get hit by a light rail train.
Oh, my.
Right by Cowboy Jack's.
Look, the first lesson.
Oh, my gosh. It was just madhouse.
The first lesson of Ubering and Lyfting is don't pick anybody up around Fifth Avenue or
Fifth Street. Oh, my gosh.
Because it's an absolute mess there. Plus, there's all that construction downtown.
I was just going to say that. Construction made everything 10 times worse. I'm like, yeah, I think next time I go down for a Twins game, I'll try to go to like a Saturday afternoon.
But before summer started.
Yep.
You had the leaders of Minneapolis and like the tourist group and like the Chamber of Commerce or something like this make a big push to remind people that Minneapolis exists, that downtown Minneapolis exists.
Yep.
And that you should, why not come down and have some fun here?
Yeah.
And then immediately everyone going, well, I'll give you a bunch of reasons why I'm not going downtown to Minneapolis to have fun there.
Right.
Because one, I don't feel safe.
Exactly.
And then here's a whole list of other things.
Yeah. You've got protests that just spark out of nowhere and Twins games after everybody's seated in their seat. This happened to me last year. Twins games all of a sudden get called off because, we think there's going to be a 5 o'clock protest. And so
that was one game.
But I was there and I was really mad that I paid $10 for parking. I had not gotten in line to get my brat and beer yet. And they were like, yeah, we're calling the game. like, well, you already did the anthem, though. Doesn't that mean you have to play if you've already sung the national anthem?
It's just more evidence that if we would have built a roof on the thing, the protests wouldn't be a problem with the baseball game.
But still, I mean, there's a lot of issues. It's ungodly expensive to have dinner or drinks or anything.
They make it impossible to park anywhere.
Yeah, that too. And it's really expensive. You want to drink in downtown Minneapolis, it's going to cost you, I think alcohol tax is like 11% in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's also additional like licensing.
$16 beer night.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, all those young people that were standing in line down the block for Cowboy Jacks, I mean, they all must have had a 50 in their pocket to have two beers.
Look. I don't see this as an – look, if you want to have a good time and pay a lot less and have a bunch of bars you can get into real quick, go up to the city of Anoka.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's a much better place to drink.
Yeah. And also to drink coffee, because I'll just say my brother and sister-in-law own a coffee shop.
Oh, there you go. So for your designated
driver.
In downtown
Anoka.
There you go.
Yes.
But
it's great.
The city of Minneapolis, while trying to get people to come back to the city – over the like last month or two, have had a really rough stretch in terms of like court cases, in terms of hiring people to run the city and even decide how the streets should be laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Just story after story after story of the city of Minneapolis being completely out of left field. They're just missing. They're just gone. And you brought it up. The Minnesota State Supreme Court ruled that, hey, you know that thing in your charter that says you have to have a minimum number of officers and you are under that minimum? Yeah, that you still have to do that.
Yeah.
There were some people saying, oh, no. The way that
the charter is written.
I forgot the word charter.
Yeah, the charter.
The way the word
charter
is written is we only have to provide the money for the officers. We don't actually have to hire them. We just put the need to be put money in an escrow account and I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get to it later.
And the Supreme Court says, no, you got to hire the officers.
Right.
Well, now the city of Minneapolis has a problem where they can't, even though they can't, they have the money to hire the officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now legally required to hire the officers. Doesn't mean they can find officers who, if you want to become a police officer, says, yeah, I'll go work in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the controversy is and all the eyes of the world are waiting on everyone to make a mistake.
Yep.
Why would you come to work there?
Exactly. And where you don't have the backing of the city council, most of the members of the city council, there's questionable backing of the mayor. How about the Hennepin County Attorney's Office? How do they feel about the Minneapolis police? The public defender's office. How do they feel about the Minneapolis police? All these other organizations that are talking, there's a lot of, you know, advocacy organizations that talk quite a bit about the Minneapolis Police Department. And every time there's any type of incident, everything focuses onto the city of Minneapolis. In the meantime, there are people getting shot with regularity in the city of Minneapolis. And now it is starting to spread outside the city of Minneapolis. Well, it has been for a couple years now.
Right.
You know, and the headlines continue.
Well, the irony is that, while I was doing a little bit of prep in the weekend here, usually I wait to read the weekend headlines. Liz Navratil of the Minneapolis Star Tribune reports that, hey, remember when after George Floyd died, we had a bunch of city of Minneapolis officials saying that we were going to defund the Minneapolis police or abolish the Minneapolis police,
mm-hmm.
that they were going to give less money to the police.
Yeah.
Well, right now, Minneapolis police has more money than they did prior to the riots.
Right.
So that didn't.
You mean budgetarily? Budget.
The Minneapolis Police Department has more money in their budget now than they did 2 years ago when everyone said we're going to cut you off from the gravy train.
Mm-hmm.
So great work, Minneapolis City Council. You had a goal.
Uh-huh.
Defund the police, and you were so incompetent that you ended up not doing that stupid thing. In fact, they ended up with more money than they began with.
I think it's a bit more complicated than that. Yeah, because there's a lot of outside influences.
Well, and technically.
And a lot of citizens going, hey, I've called 911 because my neighbors were having a very heavy domestic dispute. And the dispatcher, and I'm getting this from a friend of mine.
Okay.
The dispatcher tells my friend, yep, we're aware of it. We've got another phone calls on it. We're sending police.
It's just.
And by the way,
when there's so many emergencies of the level of, you know, people are dying.
There's not enough.
They can't get to the domestic abuse.
No, there's just not enough police officers on the streets to answer all the 911 calls.
Yeah.
And this incident had multiple 911 calls because it was a very loud and apparently violent domestic assault in progress. And my friend said cops never showed up.
We are talking about how rough the city of Minneapolis has had it in the last couple of weeks and months and years. Give us a phone call, 651-289-4488. I'm Benjamin Cruzy, filling in for Brad Carlson on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Can't make the same mistake this time.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. Watch it now at salemnow.com.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
Rock of the Foo Fighters here, 1280 The Patriot.
Ben with his radio DJ voice.
Benjamin Cruzy. Smooth Summer Jams on Brad Carlson's The Closer, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Ruining his show, honestly.
No,
ruining it. He's going to come back. All the furniture is going to be in different locations. What did you do with my place, he'll tell me. I'm Benjamin Cruzy. That's NASCAR Kelly. We've been talking about just how silly it has gotten recently in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past month, a number of court cases have not gone their way, and a couple of city council meetings have not gone their way. Tim has called in from St. Paul to talk about the police in Minneapolis. Good afternoon, Tim.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So there are three issues here I just want to mention, and that is that the money for the police department in Minneapolis came from the feds. That's why they have more money.
I was going to get to that, but Kelly didn't let me squeeze that
Sorry.
In, that the $3 million extra dollars came from the American Rescue Plan funding. But still, technically, yeah. and I love being technically correct, they got more money than they did 2 years ago.
Okay.
Go ahead, number two.
Yes, but there was also some additional funding through the COVID stuff, but I'm not going to argue with you over that because it'd be silly. Second thing is that the police respond to extremely serious crimes now. They do not respond to general crime. There's just not enough of us or enough of them. And so they have to operate selectively.
Yep.
And that's sad, but that's the hard truth.
Yep.
And the third thing is, and this is hard for people to process, I'm afraid the National Socialist Party, formerly Democratic Party, is supported by the propaganda machine of the Star Tribune, and they want them reelected. So they're not reporting most of the crime that occurs, believe me. They are not reporting many serious crimes, especially in downtown. So the people in broader Minnesota who elected Keith Ellison, a communist, have to be aware that they've been duped. They voted for this guy, and if they don't get him out, they're going to pretend like they've become more moderate, but they have not. Things will just get much worse in the city of Minneapolis and in the outlying areas of Minnesota. So I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Now, I am a person, because I broadcast every day and I talk about Minnesota news and Minneapolis news.
Mm-hmm.
I do pay attention to all of the feeds.
Yeah,
and
you.
He is correct. The Star Tribune does not report on all the crime. But I'm going to give the Star Tribune a pass here because it would be impossible for the Star Tribune to cover all the crime, because it's the same problem that the Minneapolis police have with all the crime. Because Tim's right. There's an order in, okay, this is the most serious cases. And
right.
if it's a murder case, if it's a stabbing, if it's... You know,
shooting.
Someone's life is on the line.
Right.
You know, you go in a certain order. It's just there's so much more crime and there's so many fewer cops that one can't respond to the other.
Exactly.
Same thing in journalism. There's so many fewer journalists.
Right. The Star Tribune does not have the
right.
staffing numbers, and the Pioneer Press and all newspapers, media outlets, everything. They're not staffed like they were, say, 20 years ago. So, yeah.
Now, I pay attention. I read as many stories as I can out of the Star Tribune and the Pioneer Press, and they
yep.
will cover the big stuff.
Right.
Your murders, your stabbings, the real terrible news that I hate reading and I usually don't bring up on the air.
Right.
But, yes, I also follow along to these crime, these police scanner Twitter accounts.
Right.
Sort of that sort of give a in action as it's happening. Here's the crimes that are happening
yeah.
in the metro. And when you watch that,
mm-hmm.
yes, it's like, oh, my gosh, there's so much more.
Right.
That no one's covering. That's just what it is. It's everyone is overwhelmed.
Right. Exactly. There's a number of those types of social media accounts, outlets. There's other apps that spread, you know, things that are going on that help to have citizens report it, and then it spreads out through their app. The Citizen app is one that I just came in contact with. There's Pulse Point. There's a couple of different apps to use. But, yeah, there's Facebook groups, you know, about certain neighborhoods around the Twin Cities or counties or...
Well, I like this. I live in Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And that's been relatively quiet throughout all of this. But there's still significant crime. There's still cars getting stolen. There's still incidents happening late night at bars.
Right.
And I like to have a place to go. Were those gunshots or are people just setting their fireworks off a little early?
Right, exactly.
Luckily, it's been fireworks recently.
Yeah, yeah. But there's a number of
But I like
accounts.
Knowing I yep. like knowing what's happening in my neighborhood just to keep a pulse on what's going on.
Exactly.
And no, the Star Tribune isn't going to be able to do all that.
Right, and there's also like individuals who are getting a lot of social media attention because they are reporting what they are seeing or hearing.
Right.
They're not, you know, some sort of organized group of volunteers reporting it off of scanners and other data, but they're individuals that are going around. Now, at the same time, and I'll just throw this out there, there are some not so positive people who are following to create controversy to get clicks and likes.
Oh,
and
trolls, yeah.
Yeah, there are trolls out there that are less reputable and just want to go out there and cause trouble. I don't follow. I know of some of them. I don't follow them. I don't give them any attention. But yeah, there's some.
It boils down to this because there's so much crime that even us citizens can't follow all of it.
Right.
What chance did the police have?
Right.
And especially when there's they're not underfunded at this point anymore, but they are understaffed.
Right. Exactly.
Another court case that came down in the past couple of weeks. The city of Minneapolis, this is going to take a little bit of explanation, but it's hilarious.
I can't wait.
It's the schadenfreude of it because it's left on left crime.
Left on left crime. Is this like what Joe Sugerick says, windmilling?
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to steal from other people's shows, especially when I'm on other people's shows.
He's a friend of mine. I think I have liberty to do
that. Oh, you're a friend.
Yeah, go on.
The city of Minneapolis, it took a long time, put together what's known as the 2040 plan, the comprehensive 2040 plan. Cities do this all the time to say...
It's required by the Met Council, I believe, Metropolitan Council.
Here's how we're zoning our city in terms of residential, business, industrial, you know, SimCity sort of stuff. And the city of Minneapolis decided that the problem with the city was that the density wasn't high enough. I think the city's pretty dense to begin with.
In more ways than one.
Comedy jokes! and so they said, okay, here's our long-term plan. We are going to make sure that if you build a new place, it can't be a single family whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a duplex, a triplex, a quadplex, a condo, an apartment building. It has to be multi-unit, high density. It cannot be just a nice little house on a lawn. Which is what a lot of the places where I live look like. So it's like, okay, we're at war with Northeast Minneapolis. You can't look like that anymore.
Okay.
And boy, the condos are going up.
Yep.
And the neighbors hate it.
Right.
Because it's like this is not why I moved here.
Right.
But it's density. You have to have more. So what court case could possibly knock this down? A bunch of environmentalists brought a lawsuit saying, you can't build that high density stuff without ruining the environment. You have not done an environmental impact study. So, look, I've learned that high density living is bad for the environment.
Wow, this isn't a group of citizens bringing the challenge of the 2040 comprehensive plan of the city of Minneapolis through a court case. This is an organized group of environmentalists?
Yes.
Is there an organization behind it? I'm assuming that there is.
So I'm reading from the Star Tribune. So,
yes.
Tim, you might not like that, but it's where I'm getting.
He had
I'm
a point. Yeah. No, Tim's point was good.
Judge Joseph Klein left two routes by which Minneapolis could continue to enforce their comprehensive plan. The city could use the plan if it satisfies requirements outlined in the Minnesota Environmental Rights Act, or if it prevails in establishing an affirmative defense. Basically, I thought this wasn't ripe yet. I didn't think that you could get a court case until, like, oh, someone's actually being harmed by this. But then I started reading. They're actually building these buildings now.
Yeah.
That the buildings they're building under this comprehensive plan are being built, and environmental groups are saying, hey, 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 hey. You're doing way too much digging. None of this land is zoned for this much, like, flushing of toilets and other things like this.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is what has gotten in the way here. So
my head's about to
explode. I don't know where to go. So it's I hear from one side on the left that says that the only way to survive is to have everyone living on top of each other and to live right next to your grocery store and mechanic. And then now we have a group of from the left saying, actually, no, if you do that, it's very bad for the environment. We can't all live together like this until you take a whole bunch of precautions. Your brain hurts, right?
Yes.
My brain hurts.
Yes. Because I'm going, well, wait, are they also...
Imagine being this judge.
Are they challenging the Metropolitan Council as well? I mean, have they brought them into this lawsuit? Like,
for now, it just seems like the city of Minneapolis.
This is going to take a couple days for my brain to, like, understand. I literally am closing my eyes right now because I'm like, wait a minute. Wait,
I shouldn't look directly at
the sun.
It'll burn your retinas lawsuit. If you look at this controversy.
or the left suing the left.
And that's not the end of it.
Does that create a time warp? What is that time continuance thing from Star Trek?
Quantum leap? I don't know.
Sorry, tangent.
This time we'll talk about the Minneapolis City Council embarrassing themselves here on The Patriot, AM 1280.
Would you like to redecorate your office or home with beautiful Minnesota photographs for half the regular price? This station has partnered with award-winning Twin Cities photographer Wayne Moran for this special half-price offer. Choose $5,000 of Wayne's iconic images and you'll pay half price, just $2,500. There's only one of these special redecorating offers available, so call the radio station now at 651-289-4413. That's 651-289-4413.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I'm proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
For the life of your home, visit thinkami.com.
Are you tired of feeling sticky and hot this summer? Call Air Mechanical to come out and service your air conditioner, recommend a replacement, or discuss dehumidifier options. They have air conditioners in stock, and financing is available on new equipment and repairs. If you're ready to start feeling more comfortable and enjoy your summer, think Air Mechanical. Air Mechanical leads the metro area in heating and cooling services. Just go to thinkami.com.
For the life of your home, visit thinkami.com.
The Closer.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
That's a good song.
I feel the sky coming
down. Feel like I'm four again. Or younger.
We're old. Northern Alliance Radio Network. That's kind of a prerequisite to the Northern Alliance Radio Network, is that this was on the air when you were young.
Yeah, I think so. No. I have to check to see when Carol. It's not Carol Kane.
Spit it out.
It's not Carol Kane. What's her name? I'm forgetting her name.
I'm terrible with names.
Oh, jeez.
I've forgotten my name. She's, what's her face?
NASCAR Kelly here with Benjamin Cruzy.
Oh, Carol King.
That's it. Carol Thank King. You. I was close.
I thought Carol King is on line one.
Thank you, Jacob. Producer extraordinaire.
We have been talking this hour about Minneapolis embarrassments to the point where I'm worried for NASCAR Kelly's health.
Yeah.
We're only a half an hour in. I've only went through two of these stories. I've got more to talk about.
And my head literally started to hurt.
So we've learned so far that at this point, even though the Minneapolis City Council promised 2 years ago to defund police, the Minneapolis Police Department has more money in their budget now than they did 2 years ago. We've also talked about how environmentalists have won a lawsuit over the city of Minneapolis's comprehensive 2040 plan, saying that their high density ideals are bad for the environment, which I thought the high density was supposed to save the environment. It's very confusing.
Very. That's where I'm getting the headache from.
So it gets worse when you actually pay attention to the city council day to day.
Yeah, I have enough in my own little town, you know, in the suburb. I can't imagine living in Minneapolis and trying as a citizen, taxpayer, homeowner, renter, business owner, trying to do business in the city of Minneapolis. I can't imagine having to deal with that city on any level.
Well,
and keep your sanity.
And if you try to pay attention to the city council, at least when I pay attention, it seems like they intentionally moved important things to the end of June and the beginning of July. Maybe because July the 1st is an important date where things take effect.
Oh.
But it's also like coincidental that everyone's out on vacation. The kids are out of school. Mm-hmm. Let's go up north. Oh, we're not here for this important city council meeting where embarrassing things are happening. Please don't pay attention.
Right.
For instance, there's a bunch of city positions, jobs that they have to fill, and important ones like city coordinator. Looking at Minneapolis, you'd go, boy, that city is uncoordinated. Turns out because they haven't had a city coordinator. They had an interim city coordinator for a while.
Okay.
Since last August. And this person, whose name is... you wrote it down.
Heather?
For you. Heather Johnston. Sorry, I have the wrong story up in front of me here. She was reinstated. Well, reinstated.
No.
Made permanent.
Yeah, she was the interim city coordinator is what you told
me. And now she's the permanent city coordinator.
Okay.
It's her job.
Right.
Except apparently the city of Minneapolis councilors did not take into any concern the employees, the people who work under...
Work for
Heather Johnston
while she was interim city coordinator.
Right. Because Liz Navardil and Faiza Muhammad of the Minneapolis Star Tribune report that in the weeks leading up to Johnston's confirmation, dozens
whoa
of current and former city employees signed an open letter raising concern about, quote, toxic, racist
whoa
and unsafe work conditions.
Oh, my. I would think as a city coordinator, among all the other responsibilities, the basic one would be to take care of your employees in your department.
Like, I would expect toxic and racist, but unsafe? Like, she's...
Jeez, Ben.
Oh, like, she's not wearing the proper safety equipment when she's going up a ladder? How often does that happen to city coordinators?
Yeah, is there not enough hard hats for inspectors or, you know?
I'll point at this, is that, look, we need to get rid of toxic stuff and racist stuff.
Right.
I'm going to agree to that.
Yes.
But we hear a lot of that from the left.
Okay.
And then hypocritically, they ignore that at their leisure.
Yeah. When they're involved in making those decisions
that
are somewhat controversial or putting in somebody who doesn't have a track record or complaints of, you know, racism or toxic work environment or whatever. You know, they love to blame other people, but when it's on their responsibility, all of a sudden they're quiet. And not only quiet, but complicit.
Well, the left in this state loves to say we have to stop all sexual harassment, zero tolerance policy. Unless you're Al Franken, then we want you to run again.
Oh, my gosh. So this Heather Johnston was recently confirmed as the permanent city council or city coordinator. Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
Ben?
2 weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
So
they had the city council had this.
I view the Minneapolis City Council as sort of a warning to about one party control.
Canary in the coal mine.
Canary in the coal mine.
Yes.
Perfect.
About one party control.
Right.
Yes. In fact, I think they're beyond that because they are the gas in the coal mine that is killing people. They're not the canary anymore. They're the actual problem that is dysfunction and terrible.
Well, it's a lot of times when you hear people like, oh, you worry about single party control, mm-hmm. then it's just they run roughshod, they do anything they want. And I'm here to tell you, they try to do anything they want, but they get in their own way, and they stumble and they make dumb mistakes, and they end up doing silly things like this. I don't know if Heather Johnston is qualified for this position, but it didn't seem like the Minneapolis City Council wanted to bother to find out. They just wanted to appoint her and get this over with, and who cares if the people who work under her care like enjoy her or if she's a good boss or not. And then even worse, there's a guy named Barrett Lane.
Okay.
Who's been working for the city of Minneapolis. You might not realize this, especially after the riots 2 years ago, especially after a lot of Minneapolis burned,
mm-hmm.
that the city has an emergency coordinator, an emergency director.
Okay.
That if the city is encountering an emergency,
mm-hmm.
there's someone in charge.
Yeah.
During the riots, it didn't seem like anybody's in charge.
Right.
We saw the mayor come out, and it didn't seem like he was in charge.
Yeah, at 1 o'clock in the morning when he's trying to hold a press conference.
Right. There was someone in charge during the riots.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy named Barrett Lane.
Okay.
The mayor renominated him for that position.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, City of Minneapolis, you know how important it is, public safety is? And in an emergency situation he's got experience. I mean, he can't screw it up that bad a second time. So maybe.
We are talking about the city of Minneapolis. My head's starting to hurt again now on the other side.
This feels like if you like hire your cousin to house sitting.
Right.
You've got a friend. They come in to house it. They take the dog out, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And
you
come back.
And
then you show up and the house is burnt down.
Exactly. You rebuild the house.
They don't get to house sit anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But the mayor of Minneapolis wants to re-nominate, make Barrett Lane keep this job as emergency director.
Why? Like, is there a quote from Mayor Fry? Fry, as we... as I think you and...
In the story that I am going from the Star Tribune, the mayor sought to reappoint Lane back in May to serve a 4-year term as the city's emergency director. At Thursday's meeting, Fry urged the council to read the after-action report on the riot response before making the final decision, noting that the findings of a broken system was not all Lane's fault.
No, it was his. I mean, the mayor's.
No. The whole system was broken,
yeah.
Not just this guy.
I mean, from the governor on down, yeah, it was a problem.
I'm sorry, if your baseball team is going 60 and 102 every year, and you say, hey, we should rehire this manager, it's like, what? It's like, well, it's not all his fault. I mean, you got
don't get me started on Rocco Baldelli again.
Rocco Baldelli has won 90 games a year.
Don't yell into the microphone. The listeners want to like you. To use a Phil Hartman line. Oh, my gosh. Benjamin.
So here's the thing. Every so often, one of the groups, either the mayor comes to his senses or the city council comes to their senses. In this case, the city council came to their senses. And they have put a pause on this. They didn't kill it, but they put a pause on it. They're going to wait a couple of weeks. And on a meeting on July the 21st, they're going to retake up this Barrett Lane guy. Who was fiddling while Rome burned?
How much local government aid does the city of Minneapolis get every year?
Tens of millions of dollars. This guy makes about $150 million a year. No, I'm sorry, million $150,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, inflation's that bad. It's gone up that much.
It really skyrocketed last week.
Hyperinflation.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I can't. I read Barrett Lane.
Ben, I have two friends. I got to think about this. Okay. I have two friends left that live, well.
Am I one of those friends that live in the city of Minneapolis?
You're one. Yeah. Wait a minute. I had a couple more. Let me think. One is on his way out. Another is a couple that just got married, and I love talking to them. I don't think they're going to leave anytime soon. Ben, why do you live in the city of Minneapolis?
It's a nice neighborhood. I live next to a really good bar.
I mean,
they make good roast beefs.
Yeah, you have. Well, you don't live right next to them, but you're down the road.
It's three blocks.
This makes me want to leave the state of Minnesota. But now,
well, we're not done.
I know. Oh, but there's more?
There's more.
Wait, there's more.
When we come back, we're going to talk about 24-hour bus lanes on Hiawatha Avenue. Or Hennepin County. I forgot. Hennepin Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Benjamin Cruzy. I have forgotten how to speak. Right. We'll try to get through one more segment here on The Closer, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
The 3M Open is back in full swing. Cameron Champ will return to defend his 2021 3M Open title against Tony Finau and 154 of the world's best golfers at TPC Twin Cities from July 18th to the 24th. Catch all of the action live and be a part of golf that matters. Make the 3M Open a family affair. Kids 15 and under get in free with a paid adult thanks to Cub. Get your tickets today at 3MOpen.com/tickets. That's the number 3, the letter M, open.com/tickets.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Are you looking for Speed Queen, LG, Whirlpool, GE, Maytag, or Frigidaire appliances with savings up to 50% off? Hey, it's Michael, owner of Appliance Renew. We sell new scratch and ding washers, dryers, microwaves, stoves, fridges, and more. I bet you think the appliances are really roughed up, looking like they've been dropped out of a 747 or kicked by a kangaroo. Not at all. Most dings are so small, no one will see them but you. Why spend full retail when you can get a better value, save money, and take it home today? Our large selection of scratch and ding appliances changes weekly. Appliance Renew is located in downtown Farmington. Call me at 612-564-9207 or visit ApplianceRenew.com. Experience a better value and save up to 50% off major brand new scratch and ding appliances. Saving money is worth the drive when a little ding doesn't mean a thing at Appliance Renew.
Producer Jacob, are you a Packers fan? This is the Packers music. How is this in Brad's catalog of music?
This is great, but you think of this with the Packers touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think of this going back to the 80s with Hines and Berglund on WLOL.
Oh.
99.5 FM in the morning. Hines and Berglund in the morning.
All right.
This was the Friday. This is the Friday music.
Well, it's Sunday. It is Independence Day weekend. I'm Benjamin Cruzy, filling in for Brad Carlson.
I'm doing a very good job,
Benjamin. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't been on the air. I've been doing broadcasts.
You haven't been live.
But I haven't been live. Live to tape. To where if I say something dumb, I can edit it out.
Yeah, later.
I'm not given this liberty here on the radio. Live air. Oh, it's so much different.
It's invigorating.
Thank you for giving some of your Independence Day weekend to listening to us, me and NASCAR Kelly.
Yeah.
We have been destroying our brains trying to understand how things work in the city of Minneapolis.
They're melting down.
Minneapolis tried to not hire cops. The Supreme Court said no, you must hire the cops.
The state Supreme Court, yeah.
Right. The city's like, we must build high-density housing for the environment. And then the environmentalists come in and say,
no, you
can't. It's bad for the environment. Mm-hmm. And the judge agreed with them. They've rehired a city coordinator.
No, they made permanent an interim city coordinator.
They've reinstalled a city coordinator.
Okay.
Who has a history of, according to the people that work for her,
or worked,
of a toxic work environment, racism, and apparently, like, oily spots on the like people can slip on. And then the person who is in charge of the emergency department, the
emergency
director, of the city of Minneapolis, who overwatched as the city burned during the riots of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor wants to reinstate him to that job for a 4-year term. So, that seems nuts, but honestly, the thing that might read better to actual people who live and work outside of Minneapolis, only pass through Minneapolis,
mm-hmm.
is, like, driving.
Yeah.
You go through Minneapolis, and things have started changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Broadway used to be 4 lanes, now it's 3 lanes. Frankly, I think they've improved it because they put a permanent left-hand turn lane in a bunch, and I think that's...
Good.
That would help out a lot in Minneapolis.
How are the potholes?
Not great.
How's your alignment?
It's July. We had one out on Washington Street.
Okay.
It wasn't a pothole. It was a pot rectangle. It was like a perfectly square, 90 degrees.
Like they cut into the
asphalt. They cut into it, filled it in halfway, and then forgot to fill it in all the way. And I had to drive over this for 2 months, and they finally filled that back in. And that's the moment a pothole showed up on the street I live on, right where I turn in.
Oh, no.
To get into
my
alley.
One got filled, and another one got created.
It's an endless cycle.
Yeah.
But the city has been working on fixing up the major streets. Hanneman Avenue in downtown is currently being... worked on,
yep.
Or it's just a hole in the ground and people are looking at it. I don't know how, you know, you drive past it. It doesn't seem like anything's changing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years back, they tried to fix the Hennepin and Lindale near the Walker Arts Center.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Lowry Hill Tunnel.
Uh-huh.
I haven't driven on it enough to know if they've improved it or not.
I think I drove through it a few weeks ago and... something was really weird with that area.
But the next target
okay.
That the city of Minneapolis wants to fix, or they say fix or improve, or
uh-huh.
In their mind, is Hennepin Avenue between downtown and uptown.
Okay.
So that angle, and then it cuts south.
Yeah.
And it's always a mess. It always has been a mess. You got a bunch of people wanting to turn left when it's impossible to turn left.
Is this by the Basilica?
This is south of the Basilica.
Okay,
so this is south going down to Uptown, going down
yep.
to
I know what you're talking
Lagoon.
About.
Their plan
mm-hmm.
is to, you know how you can park on Hennepin Avenue to use the businesses?
Yep.
Get rid of that.
Yep.
You know how it's 2 lanes in either direction?
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of that.
What?
Yeah. So we're gonna widen out the sidewalks. We're going to
add
a permanent bus lane.
Oh, my God.
Permanent bike lane.
A bike lane. I knew the bike lane was coming.
And only one lane of Hennepin Avenue.
Oh, my.
One lane of traffic both ways.
Are you kidding me?
This was the
me?
Plan from the Minneapolis City Council.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, the last story where the city council got in the way of a bad idea from the mayor.
Uh-huh.
In this case, the mayor got in the way of a bad idea from the city council.
Oh, thank God.
The mayor vetoed this. He vetoed 24-hour bus lanes on Hennepin Avenue
uh-huh.
because it's the buses don't run at what, 4 a.m? Why are you blocking it off for 24 straight hours?
Right.
Vetoing this idea that you can't park on Hennepin Avenue because the businesses on Hennepin Avenue who already were devastated recently,
yeah,
who are just slowly getting back on their feet.
There's still a lot of boarded up. The last time I drove by it a couple months ago, a lot of boarded up storefronts in Uptown.
They would like customers to be
come
able
back
to park on Hennepin Avenue and come visit their businesses.
Right.
He is also vetoed. Before it was just, he just busted, vetoed 24-hour bus, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It's deeper than that because he got rid of this one-lane travel thing. It's really put this plan into, tossed it into a muck. And I don't know what the plan is now. The council tried to override that veto.
Uh-huh.
You needed 9 votes to override the veto, and they had 8. So they got close.
Oh my gosh. Who voted to reverse the veto? You don't have to say. I'm just telling, if you live in the city of Minneapolis, you ought to know who those city council members are, and you ought to be calling their offices, sending them an email, and heck, make an appointment, talk to them, and go, what were you thinking?
Well, my city councilor voted the right way.
Good. But
to not override the veto.
How big is the Minneapolis City Council now?
13?
I think when I lived in Minneapolis 20 years ago, more than that, 25 years ago, I think there was 9.
So here's the thing. We've run out of time on the show.
Yes.
And I can't get to all the other stuff. There was a piece of property down in South Minneapolis, I think in the Powderhorn neighborhood.
Okay.
That the city has wanted to build a public work station. They want to be able to, clean water and stuff like this.
Okay.
The neighborhood says, no, we don't want that. That'll be bad for the environment, cleaning the water. We want because this is good for the environment, public farm.
What?
They want to put a farm here. They came to a deal with the Minneapolis where half of it will be this public work station. The other half will be some public farm. Honest to God.
My eyes are shut again.
I am paying attention to the city of Minneapolis.
Good.
So you don't have to. We have run out of time here.
This was a joy, Benjamin.
On AM 1280 The Patriot. If you want more in-depth, daily in-depth look into Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul politics, why not listen to me every day? Go to upandadamshow.com and subscribe to my podcast,
yes,
Up and Adam with Benjamin Cruzy. Thank you, Brad, for having me do this. Thank you, Kelly, for joining me on this trip.
Thank you for the invite.
Thanks, listeners. Happy Independence Day.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. The debates have never been stronger. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. Watch it now at salemnow.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Get a new water heater installed from Champion Plumbing for half price. This is a special offer from Champion Plumbing and AM 1280 The Patriot, and there's just one available. If you need a new water heater and want it for half off from Champion Plumbing, call The Patriot now at 651-405-8800.
I just know that you don't find Wagyu cattle in the state of Minnesota, so I knew that this was going to be a big hit because once people try it, they won't go back to another kind of steak. There's just no comparison. Hi, this is Anthony LaPanta, voice of the Minnesota Wild on Bally Sports North, and a good friend of the guys at Feller's Ranch. Part of what makes the Wagyu cattle so special is they are raised in a stress-free environment, and that leads to the tenderness in the cut of meat. These cattle, in particular, are raised on a third-generation family farm in Fribourne County in southern Minnesota. This is the best steak you can get, and theirs hasn't disappointed. Every time we've had it, it's blown us away. It's a combination of flavor and tenderness, and we've had the strips and the ribeyes from Feller's Ranch.
Pick up Feller's Ranch Wagyu beef at Anderson Barbecue Supply, County Road E in Vadnais Heights, or get it delivered directly to your door by visiting fellersranch.com. That's F-E-L-L-E-R-S, fellersranch.com.
Brighten someone's day with a free e-card from the largest online Christian greeting card site, crosscards.com. There's one for every occasion, birthdays, holidays, or just to let someone know you care. Crosscards.com is a division of Salem Media Group.
AM. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.